Anti-Jewish behavior is at a 20-year low in the United States, according to the Anti-Defamation League's latest audit of anti-Semitic incidents, but the Florida numbers have barely budged. The ADL characterizes itself as the 911 of the Jewish community. Last year, it received 111 reports of assault, vandalism, and harassment in Florida, a drop of just 5 events from 2010. The audit is a compilation of those reported incidents, plus others culled from news reports. ADL attorney David Barkey says it's not scientific, but it can help identify trends. In particular, he's worried about the rise of anti-Semitic and online bullying of school kids.
There's a general lack of civility in our nation, in our communities. We're very politically polarized. Children learn from adults and their role models and their parents.
One other trend that emerged from the most recent report is a geographic shift of anti-Semitism away from South Florida. And Leon County will be the first in Florida to give law enforcement officers the ability to ticket adults for some minor crimes instead of arresting them. That's if the crimes are nonviolent and it's a first-time offense. In Leon County, which includes Tallahassee, officials are starting a pilot program to extend the citation to adults. The area's state senator, Democrat Bill Montford, said he had his doubts at first.
I said, you got to be tough, and I'm not sure this is the right way. But after sitting down with Tom and some other people, law enforcement people, they convinced me that this was a good alternative. And it has turned out even better than what I'd ever dreamed.
Civil citations have been used with juvenile offenders instead of putting them behind bars with success. Backers of the idea say other parts of the state are watching because an alternative to jail or prison could save Florida hundreds of millions of dollars. And the state's annual citrus harvest has begun. Growers say a summer with ample rain and no hurricanes means a good crop. But as Valerie Alker from WGCU in Fort Myers reports, production costs are up.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture has yet to release its annual citrus harvest forecast, but Florida Citrus Mutual's Andrew Meadows says all signs point to a good crop. However, there's a downside. Meadows says growers are dealing with historically high production costs.
Really, it can be attributed to our disease management. We're facing several serious diseases, but probably the most threat is one called HLB or citrus greening.
Most of Florida's citrus is processed into orange juice, and consumers have been paying more at the grocery store. However, Meadows says retail prices will likely remain stable. The industry also recently received a $9 million federal grant to fund research into biological controls to combat the disease citrus greening. In Fort Myers, I'm Valerie Alker.
And this is WLRN Miami Herald News. Now back to Wanda Miles.